Yeah, in St. Pete, over the weekend, six anti-war protesters Saturday night were arrested outside one of these cheesy faux, I don't know what you call it, street, you know, a conglomeration of little entertainment venues and everything. I say cheesy because, you know, if something develops naturally, like, you know, artists and poets and musicians and clubs and so on and so forth, you know, oh, man, that's great. But when it's designed to bring in the yuppies, right? Do we still use the term yuppie, Kathy? Is that still a viable term? When it's designed to bring in people and it, you know, takes on this this kind of sheen of artistic attraction, and it's really not. You know what I'm talking about. Well, Baywalk in St. Pete is kind of that way. And every weekend, anti-war protesters have been showing up there, politely, quietly, holding their signs that say, you know, Bush's war has got to end, things like that. Lately, they've been protesting the fact that America used to be a free speech zone. The entire country was a First Amendment zone, and now it's been reduced to certain little cages where you are allowed to go state your case if it's not in keeping with what the Bush crime family wants you to do. So they showed up Saturday, as they have done for weeks. A couple of people were arrested. The first person arrested was a 13-year-old boy. He was arrested at 8:30, and that's what seemed to spark the confrontation. An older man stepped up, and a guy in his early 30s, and said, hey, come on. So they busted both of them. And then they busted a third one. They had him in a van getting ready to take him to jail, and three or four other people said no. And all of a sudden, there were about 10 people surrounded the van, joining hands, and said no. This is a group, St. Pete for Peace, down in St. Petersburg. So everybody got arrested. Now, what really gets me is somebody sitting at one of these little faux fern bars sat there and said, you know, I'm not amused. I'm here to have a good time, and these people ruin it. The guy's name was Sean Gertz. He's 37, quoted in the St. Pete Times. If they want to protest, they should go to City Hall. These people seem to have forgotten 9/11. No, you dumb bastard. You seem to have forgotten the U.S. Constitution.
Neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
26 feet for the hour. So just a little bit more on this these arrests down in St. Pete at this place called Baywalk. So they busted a 13-year-old boy for blocking the sidewalk. You see, they're about to do the same to Cindy Sheehan down in Texas. I believe on Thursday she's been warned she has to get the hell out of town, off the road, off the grass, out of the ditch, off the a white stripe down the middle of the road, off the trees, off the grass, whatever. Or the sheriff down there is going to arrest her. And in St. Pete, they bust a 13-year-old and a guy, Michael O'Neill, who's 33. And then there were about 30 or 50 people there for this peaceful demonstration about the right to speak out. And they put the arrestees in the back of the van, and the people joined hands around the van. And then the cops got out and started busting more people. A couple of 16-year-olds wound up in the van. You know, I asked a question over the week, or last week, you know, what are the young people doing? Well, in this case, in St. Pete, Florida, they're being arrested for... They're trying to exercise First Amendment rights. But the part of the story that really made me want to scream was the yuppie punk who was there having a margarita or something. He said, I'm here to have a good time, and these people ruin it. They want to protest, they should go to City Hall. These people seem to have forgotten 9/11. And I just wonder, this guy is sitting there stuffing his face with alcohol and whatever else he's stuffing his face with, and people are dying. Now, I know, that's like, oh, come on, Malloy, for Christ's sake, people are dying. So what? People are dying all over the world. Yeah, but people are dying because we are killing them. And American soldiers are dying because we're being killed back. And we're in a war. You know, Bush keeps saying we're in a war. So this lard ass sits there and watches people get arrested for trying to just exercise their right to free speech. And he says, well, you know, they ought to remember 9/11. It was cool. I can't stand that. Huh? And speaking of forgetting 9/11, Bush is the one who forgot 9/11. And Osama. And went after a country who had a creep bastard as a president. Which, so what? We have a creep bastard as a president. Is Canada invading us? No.